What plan will you follow now?
Plan 9. It's been absolutely impossible to work through these Earth creatures. Their soul is too controlled.
Have you attempted any of this plan as yet?
Yes, Excellency.
How successful has it been?
We have risen 2 so far. We shall be just as successful on more.
Hello there, and welcome to episode number 2 of Radio Outlet. I'm Lee Rosevere. Thanks for plugging in. On the show today, lots of music, brand new stuff, new releases of older stuff, a little bit of everything as usual. We will start off right away. This is from the singer-songwriter Josh Pike, a big deal in his native Australia, slowly taking over the world. His most recent release is called Only Sparrows, and a song about getting a jump on things. Here's Good Head Start.
My back, and the shadow I was casting made the world seem black. And if the shadow of one doubt could block out the sun, then you better make sure that you cast the right one. You can hustle to your left, you can hustle to your right, but you gotta put your back into something sometimes.
Good head start.
of the Primitives. First new music from them since 1991. The UK pop band had their biggest hit with the song Crash. Well, last year they released that track called Never Kill a Secret, an original tune from an EP. And this year they've released a full-length covers album. More about that in a second, but I should also mention that we started the show over there with Josh Pike from Australia and Good Head Start from his album Only Sparrows. Now back to the Primitives. Their new cover disc is called Echoes and Rhymes, and it's really off-the-beaten-path choices for cover tunes. Most of them are from the 60s. In most cases, they don't stray too far away from the originals. But as most great cover albums do, they send you off in search of the originals. So here's three of them. We'll start with one that jumped out at me the first time I heard the Primitives disc. It's by the singer Polly Niles, and it's called Sunshine in My Rainy Day Mind.
nothing like you ever happened to me before. I know what to do.
Three tracks there, original versions of songs that you will find covered on the latest album by The Primitives. That was Reparata and the Deltons with Panic, a B-side from 1968. I love it when bands cover B-sides. In the center there, a great Northern Soul track by Little Ann, a song from what I can tell was officially released a couple of years ago, despite being recorded in the 60s. And Who Are You Trying to Fool? And we started there with another song that was pretty rare in its day, Polly Niles with Sunshine in My Rainy Day Mind. Now, all of this has me in the mood for some girl group music. In keeping with the off-beaten path, here's something from the limited edition CD that Rhino Handmade put out a couple years ago. It's the complete recordings of the early 70s incarnation of Josie and the Pussycats, Inside, Outside, Upside Down.
Don't you know that I
songs go by fast when there's only a little over 2 minutes. A whole set there of great girl group songs that don't get much attention. The last thing there, not so much a girl group song, but certainly from someone who was involved in that era, from a new release of Demos by Carole King, recorded in the 60s and 70s, the demo version of Beautiful that would appear on Tapestry in 1971. And then we also heard The Cookies, famous for their song Chains, but another tune that top of my list of faves by them, I Never Dreamed. Same with The Mermaids before that. Their Popsicles and Icicles song always gets played, but not so much for Wild and Wonderful. And we began there with Josie and the Pussycats with Inside, Outside, Upside Down from their collection of a couple of albums they put out and a handful of flexi discs from the early 70s. Now, you might be wondering where this is leading to something brand new, something that continues where all this classic girl group music started, and it's time for The School, a Fabu UK band. They have two albums out. The newest one's called Reading Too Much Into Things Like Everything. Definitely on my list of favorite albums of 2012. And their original songs are really great. I'll play more of them in the future. But since we're sticking with the off-beaten path stuff, here's a B-side of a Jonathan Richman tune, The School doing When He Kisses Me.
before you cross me. Stop, look and listen to my heart. Stop, look and listen.
Like all the interesting music to my ears has been coming out of the UK lately. That is Sarah Lowe's. She put out the self-released album Back to Creation last year. Kind of moments of Bowie influence and sometimes Beach Boys psychedelia. Slightly dark mood with that song Vapor Trails. And before that, over to Glasgow, some more jangly pop goodness from the group Strawberry Whiplash, carrying on the C86 tradition. Stop, Look, and Listen from their debut album that came out earlier this year after a handful of singles. And The School, before that, a B-side from their single Never Thought I'd See the Day, covering Jonathan Richman's When He Kisses Me. You are tuned to Radio Outlet. I'm Lee Rosevere, and if you'd like to send me an email, the address to do so is at radiooutletshow@gmail.com. And I'm also posting the playlist for the program at the site radiooutletshow.blogspot.com. Now on to another newish discovery, if you could call last year still newish, or 2 years ago, The Silver Seas. And their album Chateau Revenge was released in two editions, a red version, more rocking versions of these songs, and then the blue version, more acoustic laid-back interpretations of the same material. This version is from the red edition. It's called Home and Dry by The Silver Seas.
I haven't been home for the longest time. I don't know if I'll live or die. I wish that I was home. Home far away and true. The only one I ever knew is the one I had with you. I wish that I was home. Be going home.
Must be going home. Where the fire burns Landing.
That's the happy, clappy sound of Yanni Martinelli from Madrid, who put up her album for free download on Bandcamp. The album's called Bubble Station, and she's a fan of Brian Wilson, as if you can tell. And that was the song Mandy's Party, a wonderful album by her. Before that, from Quebec, Caracol, and her album from last year, Bloch Mercredi, and Good Reasons is the name of the song from that CD. Track there also in from an LA outfit called Snow and Voices. They're made up of Laurie Krantz and Jebin Brunn from 2010's release called Anything That Moves. It's a track called Everything Is Coming Apart. And the Silver Seas started off that four-song set with Home and Dry from the Red edition of their album Chateau Revenge. That is the show for today. The email address for contact me is radiooutletshow@gmail.com. I'm Lee Rosevere. And if there's thinking, 2010 feels like such a long time ago, doesn't it? This was my favorite album of that year, hands down, Teenage Fan Club Shadows. And we'll go out this week with the song The Back of My Mind from that album. So we'll see you next week.